right, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, Michael Mukasey, the former Bush Attorney General, joins us. Going to talk about all the legal news from over the weekend, the president's tweets, Mike Flynn pleading guilty, all of it. That's coming up at 8:05 this morning. And then at 8:35, we'll speak to Matt Schlapp. He's with the American Conservative Union. You know, Matt, it'd be nice to talk to him. We'll talk about Mike Flynn and so much more, everything else going on in politics. I'm Vince Colonnese, alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Joe Bishop Henchman. He is the Executive Vice President of the Tax Foundation. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Great to be with you.
So we finally got a Senate version of the tax reform bill. There are some differences between the Senate bill and the House bill. Do you see any differences here that are going to be tough to iron out?
Well, we'll see. At the last minute, the Senate put in a restoration of the alternative minimum tax. A lot of businesses don't like that. A lot of individuals don't like that. The House certainly doesn't like it. So I think that's probably the biggest difference to iron out. Certainly a lot of other differences, but they certainly agree on the fundamentals, which is a big change to how we tax corporate income.
Joe, I know that you kind of have written a little bit about the bills over the weekend and your impressions of them. You say you give the tax bill a 3 out of 5 stars. Why is that? What is wanting in this tax bill, and what do you like?
Well, let's take just one example, and that's the corporate side of things. Our international tax system is completely broken. JFK tried to fix it in the 1960s, and we're still living with this fix today, but international competition has really eroded that. The U.S. is one of the only countries in the world that taxes our residents and our citizens wherever they are in the world. So when a U.S. company is competing in Germany, they've got to pay U.S. taxes and German taxes, whereas the German company's only got to pay German taxes. Both of these bills fix that system. They move to what's known as a territorial system. So that's a big improvement that I see in it.
What about the failures, though? Why doesn't it get 5 stars for you?
Well, a big Republican priority has been creating a new deduction for pass-through businesses, that is LLCs, LLPs, S-corporations, a lot of different non-corporate types of businesses. I think a lot of people want to see small business taxes go down, but this includes a lot of large businesses, too, and it's a big reason why a lot of the dollars in the tax cut go to some high-income people. It would have been nice if there had been some Democrats at the table, because I'm pretty sure they would have pared that back.
Now, the alternative minimum tax, does that affect some of these S-corps still if it remains in these people who pay it under an individual tax ID as opposed to a corporate tax ID?
It would, and in fact, that's something that's being worked out right now. That's kind of being realized, the impact on it. What day did they pass it? On Friday, when the Senate passed their bill, at the last minute they needed some additional revenue, and they put the AMTs back in, and without really recognizing the dangers that how it undermines some of the other goals they have in it. So, for instance, the Senate really cares about the research and development tax credit that continues to exist under this bill, but the AMT really pares that back. So I think we're seeing a lot of buyer's remorse, at least on the AMT parts of the bill.
We saw the president over the weekend float the idea that in order to get some of the details ironed out, that maybe, just maybe, that corporate rate could bump up to 22%. But it looks like Mitch McConnell's trying to put that thing to bed and say, no, it's staying at 20. What do you make of that aspect of the debate?
Well, all day Thursday and Friday, there were all sorts of ideas from Democrats and Republicans to put this or that into the bill and pay for it by bringing the corporate rate up a little bit. The most prominent of which was Senators Rubio and Lee, who wanted to improve low-income tax credits and pay for that by bringing the corporate rate from 20 to 20.94. And everybody else said, no, you can't do that because the president's not going to sign it if it's more than 20%. The president keeps saying it. He wants 20%, and the House does too. So the president coming out and saying, well, I'd be okay with 22%, it certainly opens up some problems for the Senate and for the House. So I think that's why you see McConnell reacting so strongly about it. But we'll see. I mean, you can pay for a lot of new stuff if you were to have a 22% rate instead of a 20% rate.
And that leads me to my next question. So many people, our listeners, have said to us, why can't we have the government stop spending so much money? They're bringing in a record amount. Why is it so difficult for them to give us some of our money back and stop spending it?
Well, if I were to, you know, just put out the numbers, and so rarely people put out the numbers. Over the next 10 years, federal government's going to collect $43 trillion and spend $53 trillion. After this tax bill, it'll be $42 trillion and $53 trillion if the tax bill is signed into law. The vast majority of that, $34 trillion, is entitlements. That's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Unless we look at that, that number is going to stay what it is, and we have to make up stuff somewhere else. So, I mean, it's $7 trillion on defense, $5 trillion on interest, and $7 trillion on everything else. And it's there's not a lot of constituencies for taking a look at those programs. Your kind of classic bipartisan compromise is to cut taxes and increase spending. And that's what the federal government does.
Yep. The president offering to go after entitlements next year. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition. Thank you very much, Joe Bishop Henchman from the Tax Foundation. Appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime.
All right, 7:43 now on WMAL.
Welcome to